Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Voice from the Void. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. The Magic Detective. Are you moving, Blackstone?
No, why?
Whatever gave you that idea? It would take us months to move all this equipment of Blackstone's. I hereby give notice, Blackstone. Today you move, I quit.
Then it's obvious I can't ever move.
But what's that crate over there for? It looks like a big packing box.
The one with the coil of rope attached to it?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, that's the packing box that was haunted by the ghost of the great magician Bardini.
Haunted?
Mm. Yep, really haunted.
Oh, come now.
Want me to prove it to you?
You'll have to.
Well, climb into the box.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Do I really have to get inside this thing?
That's right.
Well, okay, if I must. There.
Now I'll close the lid. And clamp it shut. There.
What happens now?
Well, just listen for a moment and you'll hear the great Bardini speak. I am the spirit of the great Bardini.
Hey, let me out of here. Let me out.
Had enough?
You bet I have. Look, that box is haunted. I heard a voice. Look, I mean, fun is fun, but that voice...
You're acting exactly the way Rinaldo did.
The devil's Rinaldo, and what has he got to do with all this?
Rinaldo was Bardini's assistant and the first person to hear the ghost speak.
Tell Don about it, Blackstone.
Well, it all started, Don, when Mrs. Bardini, the widow of my old friend, came to see me.
He was murdered, I tell you, Blackstone. Murdered by his assistant, Rinaldo.
But Mrs. Bardini, your husband drowned to death in full view of a large audience. No one could have murdered him.
Well, that escape act of his out of the glass tank was his specialty. You know that as well as I do. He couldn't have failed.
But he was getting old. Lots of us aren't as quick in our later years.
You hadn't seen my husband for several years before he died. If you had, you'd know that he hadn't failed at all. He was alert and agile as he ever was.
Well, as I recall the story at the time, the mechanism jammed, wasn't that it?
Yes, but it was murder. Murder, I tell you.
You seem very sure of that, Mrs.
Bardini. I am.
But who could kill your husband? Who? Everyone loved him. He had no enemies.
Yes, he did.
Well, and who?
Rinaldo, his assistant.
Rinaldo? It's impossible. Why, he raised him from a boy. Taught him everything he knew. Why, he even left him the axe when he died. Oh, that's fantastic.
No, it's not fantastic, Mr. Blackstone. Rinaldo is ambitious. Terribly ambitious. He'd never let anything stand in the way of that ambition.
Not even murder?
Not even murder. Mr. Blackstone, I have no proof of this. I just know. That's all. Will you help me?
Yes. Yes, Mrs. Bardini, I'll help you.
But today, Rinaldo is doing a new act. He's to be nailed into a packing box, lowered from a 200-foot bridge into deep water, and then make his escape.
Can you arrange for me to look at the packing box before he makes his escape?
Why, yes, I think so.
And after that, I'd like to witness the escape.
Do you think you can find out if it really was Rinaldo?
I can try, Mrs. Bardini. I can try.
Mr. Blackstone, it is indeed an honor that you should come to visit my performance.
Not at all, Rinaldo. I'm very much interested.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to introduce Blackstone the magician, who has come to visit this performance of mine. He will join the committee on the platform in order to see that there is no trickery.
You will do that, won't you?
I'll be glad to.
Say, Blackstone, this act of mine is terrific, absolutely terrific. The publicity I get from this show today will make you and the other big guys look to their laurels, I can tell you.
Well, it sounds pretty good.
It is good. Say, you better get up there with the other officials, Blackstone. It's time to get started.
Right.
You watch how they nail me, Bob. It's terrific, I tell you. Terrific.
Well, they're hammering that crate tight shut.
Yes. This trick of Rinaldo's is a good one, all right. Do you think Mr. Blackstone has some plan up his sleeve?
Oh, I'm sure of it. That's why he wanted us to stay here out of the way and watch what goes on. There he is, up there on the committee platform.
There goes the box.
Oh, yeah.
There it goes, out over the edge of the bridge.
Boy, this is some trick. If that box should open, he'd be killed, sure as shooting.
In just a minute, he'll push a white handkerchief out of the air hole. That will be the signal for them to start lowering him down. You know, he's handcuffed inside that case, don't you?
Handcuffed? How'll he ever get out of there alive?
He's working to free his hands now, hidden in the case.
There. I'm free. Even poor dead Bardini couldn't have done as well.
I'm not so sure of that, Rinaldo.
Bardini? It's Bardini's voice.
Yes, Rinaldo. I am the spirit of Bardini. Come back to settle with you.
No. No. But you must be. No one could hide in this packing case. And yet, your voice.
You are hanging out over the river, Rinaldo. You plan to escape with a trick I taught you. But you will not escape. No. You will die just as I die.
You aren't Bardini. You can't be.
Oh, yes, I am. And I have fixed this packing box so you cannot escape. I will murder you just as you murdered me.
You didn't fix the case. I'll test it.
You don't dare test it, and you know it. If you open the crate now, you will fall to your death, and you know it.
I won't give them the signal to lower. I won't push the handkerchief through the air hole.
They will lower anyway in 5 minutes. That was the arrangement. And then you will die. Die.
Help me.
Die.
Help me. Save me.
Why should I save you?
Have mercy.
You can save yourself.
How? What can I do?
In the crate you will find the pencil and paper I left there. Write a confession and push it out through the air hole.
No. Not that.
It is the only thing that will save you.
Did he do it? Did he write the confession?
Yes, and he pushed it out the air hole just as I told him to.
So it was you who was the voice of Bardini's ghost.
That's right, Don.
But how could that have been possible? The crate was made of single boards. Where were you hiding?
Oh, I wasn't hiding anywhere. I was standing up on the committee's platform.
But how did your voice carry all that way?
It didn't.
But you talked to him.
You see that rope on the top of the case?
Yes.
Well, it isn't a rope. It's a hollow tube that looks like one. I just spoke down that tube.
Oh, so that was how it was done.
That's right. And Mrs. Bardini and I caught the confession as Rinaldo pushed it out of the air hole. It fluttered down near us, and we grabbed it.
Well, there's only one more thing that I want to know, Blackstone.
What's that, Don?
Why did Rinaldo kill Bardini?
Well, as Mrs. Bardini said, he was terribly ambitious. He wanted to have Bardini's act for himself. And he couldn't do that while Bardini was alive, because they were the only tricks he knew.
And he knew, too, that Bardini was leaving all his equipment to him in his will.
And so another mystery was solved by magic.
Yes, Don, it was.
And now, have you a trick to show us?
Well, I'm going to show you now a most unusual one, Don. One that you can do entirely by yourself.
Oh, wait, Blackstone. You mean that we can fool ourselves with it?
Absolutely. All you need is a pack of cards. Now, Rhoda, take this pack, will you? And while my back is turned, deal a small heap of cards.
For how many?
Any number you want, but don't go beyond 15. Deal 4, 5, 10, any number that suits you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is mystifying already.
Have you finished dealing the heap, Rhoda?
Yeah, but I finished.
You know the number of cards in it. That is, you counted them.
Yes, I did.
All right. Now deal 2 more heaps, each with that same number.
Stealing them alongside the first heap.
That's what I want you to do.
So now I have 3 heaps, each with the same number of cards.
Well, pick up the heap on the left and deal 3 cards into the center heap.
3 cards from the left heap into the center.
Now lay down the heap on the left and pick up the heap on the right.
Lay down left heap, pick up right.
Deal 3 cards from the right heap into the center.
3 from the right into the center.
And now count the cards in the heap you're holding. Remember how many you have. But don't tell me.
I counted them.
Lay down the heap, Rhoda, and pick up the center heap.
Lay down right heap, pick up center.
And you remember the number you just counted?
Yeah, I remember it.
Well, deal that many cards from the center into the left.
Deal my number from center into left.
And hang on to that center heap, Rhoda, because I'm going to tell you just how many cards you have. Hang on, Rhoda, to your 9 cards.
You mean I have 9 cards in my hand?
Yes. Let's count them all together.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And one more is 9.
Well, that's the most baffling trick you ever did.
You mean that you did, Rhoda. And if you can't figure out why, I'll be back to explain.
I've been trying that trick again, Blackstone, but I've forgotten some of the details.
All right, let's repeat them briefly. First, 3 heaps, each with the same number of cards.
Yeah, then deal 3 from the left heap into the center.
And after that, deal 3 from the right into the center.
Then I count what's left in the heap on the right.
Yes, and you deal that many cards from the center heap into the left.
And I now have 9 cards in the center heap?
Just 9 cards, Rhoda. No matter how many cards you began with, you will now be holding 9 cards. Yes, whenever you try that trick exactly as I described it, you will always have 9 cards at the finish.
Say, I'm going to try that myself. First, I deal 3 heaps.
Yeah, with the same number of cards in each heap.
And there is a trick that everybody can do. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Bird of Doom and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.